at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Witch.
Hi, it's Christopher Cumby with Think Bold, Be Bold. My awesome co-host, Alan Witch, is in the house. Alan, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man. You know, we were just taking inventory the other day, you and I. And, you know, I got to say, it's been a joy doing this program with you and you know, the audience that we have and the huge collection of guests that have been on this show. And their circles of influence and the industries that they're in and the people that that they're influencing and the collaborations that are having. It's a nice tribute. And I guess I'll continue to use the word tribute to what you and I wanted to create a number, you know, a couple of years ago, is to bring in an audience and to create an audience of some great entrepreneurs that were starting out, some that were tenured, bring them together and give them a platform to be heard on, and then to grow the entrepreneurial spirit in an exponential world. And so we're accomplishing that, Chris, and I'm excited today that our guest is going to add to that.
I agree. You know, it's a great feeling knowing that you're starting a movement, if you want, and as small as that, you know, maybe at the beginning and as large as the mountain may look, you know, we figured out ways, you know, to reach out, connect with people. I mean, we had dead air, if you remember our first show.
We did.
it was you and I with a dream and then eventually led to so many other opportunities as we, you know, continue to just press forward. Lots of challenges, if you remember as well, along the way where you had to deal with being in the hospital. I had to deal with figuring out how to do a show on my own. So, you know, all that said, we're here today and yeah, we have an amazing guest. I'm always excited about our guests coming on and I probably use that and overuse that vernacular a lot, but I do get excited because I love knowing that in some small way, we impact them, they get to impact others, and it's a ripple effect. It's like that little drop of water in the pond, and you see the ripple for a while go through. And I believe that that's certainly what happens when we bring these people together, Alan. And I say we just get right at it, and let's introduce our guest. I can't wait to dive in and see all the great things that he's contributing to the world, and he certainly is. So,
yeah, he definitely is. No, well said, Chris. There's a excitement about these shows for us, and excitement about these guests because of their background. And the longer we've been on the air, and the more tenure we have underneath our belts, we're attracting the entrepreneurs that are even more transparent in how they got to where they're at, and their road bumps and, you know, their, broken, maybe some broken lifestyles and how they've, you know, grown out of that and, you know, become the, you know, the new spirit and whatever that means with them. And today's guest is no exception. He even calls himself a black sheep, you know, and grew up in an environment with a number of his friends that the people he hung around with, that maybe there's some people in the audience that can relate to this, but where drugs and alcohol drove both their career goals and their leisure activities. And You know, that's a big deal. That's a lot of influence to have to pull away from. You know, and he felt like a black sheep. And, you know, he even had an incident in school where he hit a teacher and the ramifications from that. But from those roadblocks and from those challenges, the spirit grew in this gentleman. And he broke out from that cage of challenge, I guess I'll call it, to where he's developed a really successful real estate appraisal business in the Bay Area in California. He's an author and he's a speaker, and he's gotten to be a well-known author. He's even attracted some great folks. He's co-authoring a book that's coming out, I think, this month with Jack Canfield, which is, you know, we want him to sure talk about, but it's called The Road to Success. And we kind of want to, you know, grill him on, you know, how all that came about. But really, from, you know, the ashes to the sun, our guest is here today and is going to reveal some of those, that, you know, those words of wisdom and some of his genius. So without further ado, Mario Mazzamuto, welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold show.
How's it going, Chris? How's it going, Alan? Thanks so much for the awesome introduction. I feel like I'm being like lifted up on a chair and thrown up on your guys' shoulders right now. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's certainly the best way to climb a mountain, my friend, and you know, doing it together. And you know, Mario's in the house, folks. As always, I'll throw it out there. Get your journals out, because this is where the golden nuggets come. You know, from people that have a dream, they have things that they've been down in terms of a road less traveled, sometimes often traveled in you know, directions that they didn't want to go, and they realized it. And now some of the things that he's transferring and taking his knowledge and helping others. And you know, I think that that's the common thread with what the show is all about, is the fact that our guests, including Alan and myself, are here to help. And I think that that's one quality that I listened for when, you know, I'm interacting with others, whether I'm networking and so forth, is hearing those magic words. How can I help you? You know, and I love that, because there's just so many great people out there that are willing to, you know, and even willing to if you ask them. But I love hearing the words come out of people's mouths after you interact and they say, well, how can I help? So on that note, Mario, we want to help you, and we want to ask that question, how can we help you? But before we get into that, we want to hear your journey and where you started, what's going on, and what that vision looks like. Because I know you've been through some really great things in the last little while, as Alan alluded to with the book coming up with Jack Canfield, one of my, you know, I just love Jack. I met Jack about 15 years ago personally, and, you know, just an amazing guy. And he's got so much going on right now. But I want to hear that journey from your words, your mouth, inspire our group of listeners, our audience, our awesome audience at that. And of course, Alan and I have our journals that ready to rock, because I'm going to learn from you today, my friend.
Well, yeah, thank you so much. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head when you were saying, you know, that it's a journey for all of us to help and inspire other people, because it's something that I didn't grow up thinking. I wasn't raised necessarily thinking that, but somehow, some way, just kind of kept bumping into the same wall and really discovered exactly that, just how awesome it is to help other people. But then through helping other people, how just so much comes out of it. It's really unbelievable. And if I were to take a step back, way, way back, and think about these things when I was having tough times and all that, just by not focusing on yourself, by focusing on other people and really, truly trying to give to other people the things that will come out of it, I would have never believed it, not for a million years. But now you probably can't get me to shut up about it, because I'm such a true believer in helping other people out and just doing good. And not only do you feel good about yourself, but you really, truly make some remarkable impact, and the things that come out of it, the connections that come out of it, the relationships that come out of it, you couldn't figure it out if you tried. It's just, you know, nature taking its course, the universe taking its course, whatever you like to believe, whatever, you know, whatever your belief system is. And Yeah, definitely a true believer in that.
Alan.
Fantastic. I'm just making some notes here.
I know you are. I can hear you. I can hear the scratching.
You know, it's funny. We do, Chris, you've always been so great about talking about journals, and I'm just looking on my desk. I'm halfway through my second journal in our, almost 100 guests we've chatted with now. We really do take notes, folks, and we really do apply a lot of what we're learning. And I think that's why we've gotten better. I'd like to say it's because we're great. Of course, we all know that we're great, but we are learning some things from our guests, it's no different today. And Mario, tell me a little bit about, I'm really intrigued with the black sheep scenario and what that really means. Can you dive into your black sheep scenario and kind of where it came from, why you were in, how you were in it, and how you got out?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's funny, the title, the black sheep, this kind of image that I've, adopted where it came from was really funny and kind of how it came about. I never really thought of it like that. It was more from actually having conversations with friends, and I had a friend just kind of blurt out, "Man, you're such a black sheep." And it just kind of just stuck. And I've had a lot of them just kind of tease me about it and so on. And it's kind of been, it wasn't the life, quote unquote, that I planned, but it's just these things that happened and situations that happened. And instead of rejecting them, which I did for a long time, instead of, beating my head against a wall and trying to escape these circumstances that I've been given in my life, which I did for a very long time. I finally started finding, different people that I learned from, different mentors, and I saw the same connection every single time. And it was that, our lives, these challenges we're giving in our lives, they're there for a purpose and a reason. We have to accept them and learn to embrace them, really, and be thankful for them. So it's a totally different point of view rather than, rejecting them and becoming, getting addicted to alcohol or drugs or whatever and saying, look at what my life is. Look at the circumstances that have been given to me. This is the only choice that I have. This is not what I wanted for my life, to basically accepting and then turning that acceptance into gratitude, saying, thank you for putting these challenges into my life, because I know, even though I don't see it right now, I may be in a gutter right now, but I know that these things will lead to greener pastures, to brighter stars, a better tomorrow. And, I didn't really believe it at first. And I do my little affirmations and I do my little journaling, and little by little, these little things that I was thinking of and the things I was being grateful for, bigger stuff started happening. And then it was just this, I guess it's like the snowball effect. It started just compounding on itself. And I was just, taken aback by it. And I've just become a true believer in it, I guess you can say, to talk about the history and a bit about, where I came from, and you had talked about it earlier, Alan, is I was a young kind of delinquent, very kind of strong-willed kind of person. And I felt, maybe I was crazy, but I felt that teachers should give the same respect that they were expecting to get from their students. And I wasn't necessarily getting that all the time, but maybe I was a little bit, arrogant looking back, because I didn't exactly know my place. Long story short, I had a teacher, he rightfully so thought that I had a gun, which I did, but it was a pellet gun, a cap gun that I actually brought to school for play. And I was given those instructions by another teacher of mine. She said, yeah, that's fine. You can bring it, just don't bring it out. Well, a friend of mine unzipped my backpack. I didn't know, pulled it out and started shooting little caps at me. I grabbed it from him. I didn't know. I got attacked by this teacher. I defended myself, didn't know I was getting attacked by a teacher. And then I did end up finding out that he was still, and I hit him a few more extra times, which I probably shouldn't have done. But, when you're in the heat of the moment, right. Your emotions take control. So that, that sent me down this path of this spiral downward path of getting kicked out of school, then going to a continuation school. And then I just kind of felt like, this is who I am. And now I am a juvenile delinquent. And so it was really cementing that belief in my head that that's who I am. And so it just kept cementing itself more and more. And then these people I would hang around, and then the recognition I was getting from the not good recognition, but bad recognition, it just kept cementing it. And then I ended up getting kicked out of the continuation school as well. And luckily for me, I had a good foundation. I kind of lost that foundation in the whole mix of things with drugs and alcohol and just, easy money and all that sort of stuff. And I got the opportunity to work for my father, who's a general contractor. And I said, look, Dad, I got kicked out of the second school. There's a third school I can go to, but it's even rougher. And I'm thinking maybe I should just work. And so he let me come to work for him. And so I started working full time from the age of 14 in construction, which kind of, kicked the crap out of me, I guess you can say. And at the same time, helped me really to start revisiting my life. And I didn't give up all the bad stuff at first, but little by little I did. And that's how I started on that path of learning, because I didn't have a high school education. I got kicked out actually about the second month of school. And so I felt I had this insecurity in myself about my education. So I started self-educating myself, started reading. So still to this day, I just have a GED. I didn't get it till I was 21 years old, but all my education has now come from books and CDs and all these kind of secondary sort of places. And that's kind of how I've gotten to where I am today.
Well, I want to dive in. Oh, I thank you for explaining sure. all of that. I think it's really important. I want to dive in a little bit further and kind of open up a little bit deeper discussion. I mean, you're successful. I mean, Mario, there's no question. You've got a thriving real estate appraisal business. You're a licensed certified coach for a high performance coach through Brendan Burchard's Academy, which is fantastic. You know, shout out to Brendan. He's a great guy. It's not easy to do that. So you're in great company there. You're in even greater company with Jack Canfield.
Brendan!
You got a book and you're doing all the promotion. And I love that. You could take those platforms and shout from the rooftops about those successes. But in doing my research on you and in chatting with Chris about you and so forth, you still bring it back to the road traveled, to that story, to the black sheep, to the challenges. Why hang on to that and why promote from that as opposed to yelling from the rooftops about your successes?
Right. For the longest time, I was very embarrassed about my background. I wouldn't tell nobody about it. And it was every once in a while, I would feel the need to talk about it, and then some of it would slip out. And the reactions I got from people were really interesting. And I think I know why. And ultimately, it's because, we're all human no matter who you are in life. And I'm no Richard Branson. I'm no, big billionaire person flying around in jets by any means. But I have created a pretty darn comfortable life for myself, and I continue to grow it. But when I'm mentoring people, I'm noticing that, if I just come from this place of ultra successful, this and that and the other, there's no connection. And when people realize that it's okay to put your guard down, it's okay to be sincere, it's okay to be honest, because that's real true connection. It's speaking, I believe, from your heart, not from your brain. That the connection is that much deeper with people. And I think there's a need in this world to also let people know. And that's why I kind of like that black sheep name, even though I didn't really choose it for myself. My friends kind of chose it for me, is because I think that we have been a bit programmed with the wrong programming through our society and so on, that the only way to get ahead is to work, go to school, get tons of degrees, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on degrees, go after a career that makes a lot of money, but not that you're not, you may not be passionate about that. You're doing it maybe because your parents want you to do it, or maybe because your counselor wants you to do it, or somebody who pursued that career, and so you're doing it for the monetary reasons. And I feel the need to share my story to let people know, like I'm not perfect by any means. Do I have a storybook life? Absolutely not. I still have challenges just like anybody else, but you know, I'm breathing. So, but if you're breathing, you're going to have some challenges in life, and those are good things. But really to let people know that there's an alternative path. There's a different path. And so maybe these people already have a college degree that they can't do nothing with right now, because in this day and age, it's even people with college degrees can't get jobs. And so it's more like, hey, take the bull by the horns a little bit, accept your background, no matter what it is, no matter what happened to you. And that, then beyond the acceptance, it's take that background and use it to your advantage. Use, you know, the what you quote unquote perceived as bad things that happened to you, let them fuel you, because that's who you are as an individual. You have an individual fingerprint on your finger. You also have an individual soul within yourself. And so take that individuality and amplify that individuality. And again, it wasn't easy for me to do that. It took a long time for me to accept, embrace, and amplify that. But that's really something that I live every single day. And these are honestly things that I'm grateful for. All the challenges I've had in my life, because if I didn't have them, I wouldn't be here. And I'm grateful for where I'm at. So that's kind of why I lead from that kind of perspective.
Well, you're humble and transparent, and we love that. And Chris, you're being very quiet. I know you're just itching.
Well, I'm actually writing a few notes, and you know, I heard a couple of things that I would just want to point out as I move along here, which will lead to a question, so bear with me. Environment and social heredity are such an important aspect, you know, for people to understand that, you know, have huge influence on you. As you had mentioned, Mario, you know, when you get kicked out, it started this spiral, you know, it's cemented in your own mind. So then, you know, therefore, you know, that social environment for you went down a path that, you know, started getting in trouble, hanging out with the wrong people, you know, your influence around you was just completely created, if you want, by the same mind that got you out of it. And, you know, when you started removing yourself from that, so now into a new environment, working with your dad, making some money, realizing responsibility, you know, it started moving you and changing you into understanding that there's other stuff that you could be focused on. Listen, I love the School of Hard Knocks. It's one of those things that I went through as well. You know, I did finish high school. I didn't get kicked out. I don't have the same story, but I struggled, you know, through reading, writing, understanding, comprehension. You know, I was placed in a, you know, school when I was younger that was called the special class. But what I learned afterwards, and very embarrassed about it for a long time in my life, but what I realized, it was the greatest opportunity for me to, you know, really expand and get into what I now call my genius zone. You know, without having those things happen to me, I probably would have never had that opportunity to connect on the level that you're explaining now happened to you. And, you know, the authentic and real, I agree with you. It's your story that makes it real. It's, you know, what now people are gravitating, and which leads me to my question about, you know, what made you think about coaching, you know, at this point in your life, having, you know, the fact that you have a very successful business. I know that you probably, like any and most entrepreneurs, have things going on. You know, we're called those serial guys, and we have a lot of, you know, moving parts. But, you know, as of recent, we also learned we need that momentum. It's part of our DNA. We need things moving, and we always like to move balls forward, that is. But tell me, you know, that's, you know, how did you just all of a sudden want to really share that story and coach others? Because I think it's fascinating.
Well, the coaching perspective actually came my biggest mentor would be Anthony Robbins. And I kind of happened upon him I guess I was kind of transitioning from working construction with my father to starting my own company. I was starting a home theater kind of company. I was building custom home theater systems and so on for kind of high-end residences and so on. And it was a very stressful transition for me, going from being a salary, or, you know, the working for by the hour, to just working off whatever you're bringing in. So the entrepreneurial road, and I still had a lot of that baggage with me from my youth. I still hadn't gotten my GED. And I was in kind of a relationship that I had, I guess, just kind of settled for. And so I was still settling in life, and I didn't realize kind of what I was doing. And all about that same time, I started suffering major panic attacks, major anxiety, deep depression. And I suffered for probably ultimately about 2 years with it. And I hit a breaking point when my depressed thoughts just were consistent. When I'd wake up in the morning and I'd feel the same as I went to bed, waking up in the middle of the night depressed. And it was just, I couldn't deal with it anymore. I wanted to escape it. I didn't know how to escape it. And I actually happened upon a book. I was in Barnes and Noble, for those of you who've heard of a bookstore.
Yeah, right.
I walked inside of a bookstore. I don't even know where any bookstores are anymore, to be quite honest. I can't even name one. I don't go to bookstores anymore. Kindle and Audible for me. But yeah, I walked in a bookstore, and I was just walking through, and I saw this book, Awakening the Giant Within, written by Tony Robbins. And I'd kind of heard of him before. I'd seen his infomercial. You know, I kind of thought, you know, this guy's like a greasy salesman is kind of what I thought, just based on his infomercials and so on. I didn't understand. And you know, I'm thinking, this guy, you know, he's a hard seller. And I just picked up the book, and I decided to read the back cover, and I decided to kind of flip through it. And a few things just resonated with me really quickly, like some like jolts of, you know, like electricity kind of jumping out at me. And I've never bought anything like that before. And this is actually pretty embarrassing to admit to. I actually never read a book cover to cover before. And I think at this time I was 18, 19 years old. And yeah, literally never read a book cover to cover. And this book is huge for anybody who's ever read the book. It's really a gigantic book. Kind of like Tony Robbins himself, you know, big guy, big book. And so I got this book. And I was going to therapy at the time. I was going to counseling, all this sort of stuff. I read this book, and I'm not kidding you, within me finishing that, but actually before I even finished the book, I was already noticing changes. By the time I finished that book, out of nowhere, my panic attacks were gone. Out of nowhere, my depression started to slip away. And I was like, there's no way that a book helped me more than paying through my nose for therapy that I've been going to for 2 years. There's no way. And I kind of revisited the book, and I went through some of the things that I was pulling away from it. And that was kind of one of the biggest turning points in my life. And it really moved the needle for everything else that was going on in my life. And I decided to make some big changes because of it. And it's ultimately, I didn't get into coaching back then, but I started getting hooked on self-help. And I continued to read, I continued to buy CDs, go to seminars and so on. And that one book has changed the whole trajectory of my life by reading that book. And he's a coach. Tony Robbins is a coach, and he helps others to achieve many different things and to get past depressions or whatever it is. And it was, I had achieved my goals in real estate. I got into real estate to make money, made a lot of money. I have a good real estate appraisal business. I run a real estate investment company as well. We buy, flip, and sell houses. So I'm doing, you know, the remodeling and construction. I don't do it myself, but I have a team that does it for me. So I've done all these things. I have two beautiful kids. I have a beautiful wife. You know, I have all these things, but I still didn't have that sense of fulfillment. But when I read these books, and then when I give that knowledge to other people, the sense of fulfillment is unbelievable. And so I decided that, hey, I love the feeling of helping other people out. It's second to none to me. And so I think that it's time for a career shift. And real estate's been wonderful for me. I've really enjoyed it. But my heart is telling me that I'm here for a purpose. I'm here for a reason. And I want to help other people to not have to struggle as long as I did, and to help them overcome all these other challenges in their lives. And to really, even people who aren't even, don't even have those biggest struggles, sometimes it only takes one or two little distinctions that can make a milestone shift in your life. And so that's really what got me into this sort of thing and wanted me to pursue becoming a certified coach and help other people out. And it's not my full-time career right now. It's still a part-time career for me. I'm still doing real estate. But I tell you, it's where my heart is, and it's what I'm so passionate about. The other stuff, the money, all these other things, doesn't mean anything. The passion behind the being able to lend a hand to other people and to really see the growth and see the breakthroughs of other people, that's where my heart truly is.
Mario, I want to dive in here real quick, Chris. Sorry to cut you off there. I got a deep question for you, Mario. And I'm going to hold you accountable to this. You know, listening to the words that you're talking about how much this personal development and how much helping people really matters. If you didn't have your real estate business and you weren't getting paid at all to do any personal development, would it still mean as much to you?
Absolutely. When I first started mentoring, actually, I've been mentoring now for, about total of close to 8 years now. And when I started, I literally just started charging this year. I've been mentoring. I've had plenty of students that I've mentored, friends, family, but then random people that were maybe clients of mine, or even some people that I just met at a coffee shop. And I've literally mentored all of these people for free. I actually felt a little guilty about getting compensated at first about it. I had a little, kind of guilt around this stuff. I'm like, hey, you didn't have to, but I did pay. You pay by going to seminars, and you're also shortening the learning curve for these people as well. And so, yeah, it actually wasn't until this year that I actually started charging for coaching.
So, well, I'm glad you said that, because I think a lot of people go through that, and a lot of entrepreneurs, especially coaches, go through that. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, no, I love the question, and I certainly love the answer. And there's a reason, like attracts like. I can honestly tell you that was one of the books that really changed my life. Now I probably got 10 years on you, Mario, but Waking the Giant Within actually came out when I was 18 years old. Wow. And that is the moment it got introduced to me. I started Amway, and it's one of the books that really, I would say, propelled my wanting to, help others. For one, I've always been very helpful, but one, to drive my career to what I'm doing now, and certainly coaching and mentoring and writing and speaking and all that stuff. But, you mentioned something about, sometimes people, when they need coaches, don't realize it. And, one of the executives that I coach, he just needs someone to listen to him speak so that he can hear himself. And a lot of times that's all, really people need. Just to clarify, and, I'm talking to the audience when I bring this point up, is, the adage of a coach is not necessarily someone who's going to be, directing you and, pushing you like maybe a sports coach. But sometimes you need someone to reflect, and maybe you have a business right now and you never really thought about having a coach, but, listen, that's when you need it, is so that you can talk through some of the things that you might not be able to talk to if you have employees, for one, or perhaps maybe your spouse is your partner, or you have partners that, you can't get through some of this information that's inside of you, because there's a clear parallel to personal growth. And you've probably seen this, Mario, as well. When you grow personally, your business grows.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly right.
And it's so important to understand. I want to ask you a quick question about Jack Canfield. Tell us about that book. What's going on there? Listen, I'm intrigued. I want to hear all about it. What's the name of the book? What are you doing? And let us know, let our audience know.
Sure.
All those great things.
Sure. So yeah, it was a book that I actually got invited to. A part of a list through Jack. Somehow, some way, I got placed on this list. I didn't even put myself on it, and I received an email, and it was, Jack is, he's looking for 20 people entrepreneurial types, so on and so forth, to co-author a book with. It's so crazy if I get accepted, so I'm just going to apply. You know, it's kind of like, I thought it was like the lottery or something like that, right? So I applied to it, and then they ask, come back and ask you some more questions, and then you get a phone call and you get an interview, and, you know, they tell you that there's, you know, thousands of people that have applied. They're going to narrow it down. And I got picked as one of the people. And if I had to, based on what the editor had told me once I had actually written my portion of the book, he came back to me and said that one of the reasons that they chose me is because they actually liked my story about my struggle, but they also could tell the sincerity and authenticity. And it was like, I wasn't trying to do that anymore. You know, I did push myself to open up and be more vulnerable, but, you know, that's kind of like who I've become. And so I wasn't even pushing that. I just said, you know what, this is what I feel I should write about. I'm just going to write about that. And since then, I actually, the editor chose my story as a top story in the book. I got some fancy award for that, which is great, you know, whatever. That doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot, but, you know, it is what it is. And since then, actually, the book actually just came out last week, and apparently it hit 5 bestseller lists. I don't know if it's number one on any of the lists, but it's on bestseller lists. And so through that, we get an invite to a award ceremony down in Hollywood. So it's like all these things that I would have never guessed in a million years I'd be able to, you know, to even do when I initially had applied to, you know, be an author of this book. And like I said before, I'm so horrible at grammar. I have a hard time telling the difference from a noun to a verb, an adjective. It was something that was near and dear to me. I've always wanted to help other people. And so every time I read a book, I always say to myself, God, I really just want to be able to write a book because I want to help more people. I want to put it out there. I want to get my story out there. Maybe it touches one person. Maybe it makes a difference in one person. And so, you know, it was, you know, a huge goal for me, and pretty fun to be able to write. So I kind of wrote, and then I had to go back and make sure all my grammar was correct. And even my wife was my first proofreader because she graduated high school. She's not such a delinquent like myself, and she's pretty darn good at grammar. So, yeah, that's kind of how it came about. And
I love it.
Yeah, it's just it just that story in itself of the book and being set up by Jack and all that. It's kind of like I still kind of can't believe it. And I'm rolling with it. You know, it's these are the good things that are happening right now because of all the positive thinking and just putting myself out there and striving hard and working hard and trying to do good.
I love it. And you are doing great. And, you know, that's the universe responding. You know, you said something that I listened for, you know, is that you want to help people, you wanted to write. And then, you know, lo and behold, an opportunity came and you went for it. I, like you, my friend, horrible at grammar. And, you know, like you, though, my wife came and saved the day and edited my book, you know, brilliantly and made a great book out of it. So
thank God for our wives, huh?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Behind every great man is a better woman.
That's right.
That is a lot of truth, my friend. A lot of truth to that. Yeah. You know, these shows go so quick, Mario, but we do have some time. We do have some time, and we are going to get into some rapid bold insight just to get a little, you know, sneak peek into some of the things that drive you personally. Alan, what else do we have for our friend here, Mario?
Well, Mario, I got a question for you that that I've been asked a lot, not lately, but when I first started coaching and consulting, because people wanted, you know, kind of the why scenario. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it got me thinking back then, and Chris and I have talked a lot about this. You know, understanding yourself is so important, understanding the tools and the remarkability that we all have, that we were all born with. And sometimes it takes longer to recognize that and then to
not only recognize it, but apply it and make it part of your life, should that be a goal that people want to do. But based on that, what would you call your one thing called your genius? What would you describe that as being?
I would say my genius is really tapping into the emotional side of things. And I guess to delve into it, it would be, and it's something that, that I was probably born with and got covered up. And somehow I discovered it and started just kind of, digging this thing out. And it's what I try to have be my lead in life, you know, every day. And it's really sincerity and really like being truly sincere and connecting. And it's funny that you said, you know, like that one thing. And it just reminds me of a story. The first life coach that I hired, I asked a guy, I was back and forth between hiring a Tony Robbins certified coach and this guy that I knew personally. And I asked him, you know, why you? And he wasn't a good coach, by the way. And I should have known, but he had this big egotistical like thing, like, well, look at what I've done. Look what I've succeeded in. You know, look at my accomplishments. I don't know. I doubt Tony Robbins' coach has quite my accomplishments. And this guy wasn't really even that accomplished, but he was like that pomposity. And I should have known, but I just signed up with him. And I literally fired him after like 2 months because it really irked me how egotistical he was. And so the way that I try to live my life, and I'm not the best at it every day, but it's the exact opposite of that. Being sincere, not egotistical. Being honest, not, you know, fabricating these stories. Because at the end of the day, people aren't impressed by your big story. What they're impressed by is that you're a real, authentic person. And so that would, I would say that would be my genius.
Awesome. Yeah, people want to know if you're real, visible, and relevant.
Right.
They want to be able to relate to you, or pretty soon you're going to fall off their radar.
That's right.
Authenticity.
Awesome. Well said. Yep.
I love authenticity, you know, because folks, and speaking to the audience, you know, that's what life's all about. I mean, you have a life that you live and no one else will live. We all do. No one else will live it. No one in the past, no one in the future.
Right.
And that is the uniqueness that I think all of us have. It's a great question, Alan. I'm glad you posed it. And what a great answer, to tell you the truth, Mario. And I'm happy you answered that way, because again, it's how people want to connect, because they want to know that you're like them and that, you know, again, they can learn from you. It's one of the things that I talk about is, you know, I always like learning from people who have been where I am and have, you know, what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've gone through those journeys, and, that's what we can relate to, and that's what we can share with. That, again, like everybody else, we have things that show up. It's, you know, a choice how you deal with them.
That's right.
I always like to say you respond, not react, and you know, learn how to respond to things, and it'll change everything, and the outcome, everything.
That's a good distinction, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, most people lie, right? Most people lie, mainly to themselves, and essentially that comes out over time. So I think it's really important to be authentic and you know, make sure that you're just, hey, just being you. And I think people, you know, gravitate to that because your tribe will show up as you're recognizing now, as you're endeavoring on something that's inside of you to go after and help, and the people are showing up. So awesome stuff. Alan, Yeah, go ahead, my friend.
No, I was just going to tag on to what you're saying. I mean, it's easy to tell the truth. It's easy to be transparent. Actually, I think the more transparent you are, I think the easier your life is, because if you start telling lies, you got to remember everything you said to everybody all the time, 100% present at all places at all times.
Right.
If you're telling a lie, it's a bad road.
That's right.
It's a spider web.
It is. It's terrible. And for those out there that think they need to embellish who they are to get, you know, to be maybe be able to compete in the marketplace, you really don't need to embellish, because your story is unique from everybody else on the planet.
right. that gives you unique sensibility, unique insight, and unique tools that somebody else is going to be able to benefit from. So the more transparent, the more honest you are, as Mario said, then the better you're going to be, the easier life is going to be, and the more people they're going to be attracted to you. Yeah, and sure. Mario, we just honor you for not only talking about that, but living a life that way.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more with what you guys are saying, for sure. It's much easier. Things just flow. You don't have to, like you said, go back and remember, like, wait, what did I say to that one person? And in that one time, what did I write this at this place? Yeah. And so on. You know, you don't have to think about it. It's just natural.
Absolutely. I love this guy, folks. Mario, yeah. You're a real deal, and I just love what you're endeavoring on in your future and the dreams that you have, and keep dreaming big. And you know, the fact is that we're here to help, and you know, that's why we love having, you know, people like yourself on our show, is because that's what people want to hear, and that's what they want to relate to. You know, maybe there's someone else out there that you just inspired, you know, by telling them your story, and you know, they can relate, and they can say, I can do it too. If you can't, you know, one of my coaches used to always say, if I can do it, you can do it too.
That's right.
You know, we used to use that mantra, and we came up with some really crazy cool things to drive that energy, and if you can do it, I can do it too. That was the that's what we yelled out in our coaching class. So really cool stuff. Hey, listen, you know, this show goes by really quickly.
Flying.
It always does. But I always like to ask our guests, Mario, and we'd love to check in with you again. Would you come back on the show if we invited you?
Oh, absolutely, man. It's been awesome. It's crazy how fast 4 hours goes. No, I'm joking. No, but seriously, yeah. I couldn't believe it. I thought it had been like 5 minutes. I didn't know it had already been an hour. So
right. Yeah, we're creeping on it. We're creeping on it, my friend. But
you guys are great. I love the questions. It's fun to be asked good questions. I always really appreciate that sort of stuff because it makes you think, you know, really deep, and sure. And sometimes you don't think about those things all the time. So absolutely.
Well, it's our pleasure. And I always say, you know, when you ask good questions, either to someone else or yourself, you're going to get good answers.
Right.
And we certainly got some great answers today from Mario. And well, the invite's out there for you, my friend, and we'll definitely check in with you as things progress, and let us know. Obviously, one of the things we always, you know, leave our guests with is just let us know how we can help.
Absolutely.
But let's get into some rapid, bold insight. What do you say, Alan? You ready for this?
Let me preempt that just a real quick second. How about, sure. This is, I think it's a good time for us to find out, how do people get a hold of you, Mario?
Yeah, oh, sure. that's a good question.
Yeah, so probably the easiest way is just my website or social media, anything like that. You can just type in my name and find my website, Mario Mazzamuto. I'm sure you guys will have it spelled out on, it's a mouthful, so you can probably have it spelled out on the podcast. But yeah, just go to my website, MarioMazzamuto.com, or just check me out on social media. Be happy to, I love connecting with people, because that's what my passion and desire is really just to make good, deep connections and help other people. So yeah, please reach out.
Fantastic. Well, you heard it, and we will certainly get your website out to everybody on the release. Let's get into it. Mario, what book do you recommend? And I probably already know, but you know, if it's the same one, great. If it's not, let us know what you would recommend, either you're reading now or something that, you know, changed your life.
Absolutely. So yeah, I already said that book. So that's like one of my top kind of, I guess, five. I'm a flip flopper. If I was a politician, I'd be a flip flopper. Cause you know, I can't just choose one. I kind of have a top one. So my book would be Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Phenomenal book. Love the book.
Actually, it's funny you said that. I just read that again a little while ago.
Book. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. What do you do for fun?
Typically I'm not one of those people that has a ton of hobbies and does all kinds of crazy stuff. In my life right now, I am working lots of hours just because I have multiple businesses going on. So the funnest thing for me really is to go home and play with my kids. It really is so grounding for me to just, you know, even if it's sitting there just playing video games with them, something like that. I just, it reminds me of being a kid. And, you know, I'm a big goofball at home. My wife always says, you know, if people knew who you were at home, I don't know if it would take you seriously. Cause I'm just, you know, but that's what I love about being with my kids. I can be completely authentic with them and they appreciate it. So yeah, that's kind of my hobbies, my kids.
Oh, for sure. And I, like you, my friend, just love the kiddos. I have four of them, so I know what it's all about, you know, being the silly dad and just having some fun with them. Yeah. Letting loose. What one piece of technology has helped your business the most?
Gosh, I guess I would have to say probably a cell phone.
Nice.
When I said the remark about the bookstore, I was thinking to myself, you know, I am old enough to where there was no cell phones when I was a kid. Even as a teenager, there was no cell phones around yet. I think maybe it was just right around then. So, but nowadays, cell phones, like, you know, I tell my kids, it's stronger than the strongest computer that was around when I was a teenager. It's unbelievable.
Indeed.
It's a computer in your pocket, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you have a cell phone, you can, like, you know, you can accomplish anything.
For sure. I would agree with, and if someone asked me that question, I would unequivocally tell them that it was my iPhone, my smartphone.
There you go.
What quote has had the most impact on you?
Well, I have a number of top quotes, but I, off the top of my head, I'd have to say, be the change that you want to see in the world by Mahatma Gandhi. I think that's, you know, it's one of those things like, I couldn't agree more. I guess I'll leave it at that. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, love it. Be the change. You know, we're all mirrors, right? So
right.
What is your next bold move, Mario?
My next bold move is I'm working on a program right now, and I'm actually working to do some in-person coaching, and I want to start putting together some kind of group coaching, but in physical stuff. So like small small seminars and really, I'm kind of a health nut and nutrition nut, but also physical kind of health nut. And I really want to be able to get people like not just on the phone, but in front of me and really just teach them the tricks and strategies that I have to really change their life. So yeah, getting together like a good mastermind like that is
awesome.
What I'm looking to do.
Yeah, I love it. It sounds great. Well, folks, this is Mario Mazzamuto, and he just shared some amazing things, and I know Alan's got one last question. Thanks for tuning in. You guys are amazing. This is what makes this show incredibly satisfying, is bringing people like Mario on so that he can share insight to the remarkable things he's going to do in this world to help others like you, and really appreciate you guys tuning in. Alan, take us away, my friend, and I'll say my final goodbye.
Absolutely. Great questions and great answers for everybody listening in today. And just wanted to say, Mario, you know, we're really humbled that you're on the show today. And I mean that honestly. Thank you for being transparent, and thank you for being honest about your life and where you're at and how you're helping people. I think it's going to go a long way into, you know, inside and outside that drip line. And we're talking about, you know, affecting the entrepreneurial growth and upward movement across the planet, because nothing really happens in this world unless an entrepreneur creates it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're all part of that. So thank you for being on the show, Chris. It's indeed a pleasure and a joy and a privilege to be able to do the show with you. And so I guess the last question we have, Mario, we'd like to leave the audience with a bold move. What bold move would you like to instill in the audience today? Something they could use right away to make a shift or an impression in their life.
Well, I guess based on our conversation today, the one thing that I would say that I think can make one of the biggest shifts is be grateful for absolutely everything in your life, including what you have up until now thought was a disadvantage. It's actually a real advantage. And so be grateful for that. Be grateful for your history. Be grateful for where you are, where you come from, and all of that. You shouldn't be ashamed of anything in your life. We all talk about skeletons in the closet and all that sort of stuff. I don't believe it. I believe those are all really great things. Embrace it, be honest about it, and let that if you're grateful to, with that, it'll propel you and you'll be so much happier in life. So that would be my little two cents right there.
I love it. Memorialize your character markers. That's awesome. Thanks, Mario.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you. Alan, always a pleasure, my friend.
Indeed.
a man lost for words. Wow. Well, that sounds so enthusiastic, you know, and I love you, brother. I love you back, you know, just letting you know that I love you so much and, you know, that you're a fantastic co-host, but that's okay. You know, I just old little me over here.
He
and
took his breath away.
Rarely does he leave me speechless, I am speechless. And on a serious note, even though it's been prompted, so no matter what I say, it probably won't mean a whole lot. But no, Chris, it is a joy to be working with you, and it's a real privilege for us to still be able to do this. You know, 3,500 miles away from each other. And to be able to attract some great people like Mario on the show, it's indeed a privilege, and we can't wait to see what the rest of the this year and next year holds for. So go ahead and take us home, Chris.
Well, I just got to wipe my eye. That's just, you know, really, you know, hit my heart, you know, just really hit my heart. I just got to say, man, I love you. I love you, man. I love you.
I love you, man. It's a good movie. We should rent that movie.
Yeah, there you go. Great movie.
Mario, you keep being real, my friend, keep being great. Listen, audience, we love that you're tuning in and making this show what it is. And if you have any questions, you need to get in contact with Alan or myself, info@thinkboldbebold.com. And we've got some new things coming, so stay tuned. And we've got some other great guests coming up. And of course, you can catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podomatic. And we've got something coming for you that we're going to be live. So stay tuned for that too, where you're going to be able to dial in and maybe talk. And maybe we'll get Mario back for that. Wouldn't that be fun? Cool. Have a live show with Mario. That kind of sounded cool. Anyway, you guys are awesome. Keep being awesome. Keep being great. It wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.